Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Kuf, and we are on Tzadi Tes Amid Beis towards the bottom, as we have today's last full daf in the 11th perek of Maseches Yevamos. And we will start in a couple of minutes with Tana Rabbanan, about 8 lines up for the bottom, and just to mention again the Nesivos that I mentioned at the end of yesterday's shir. The Gemara, yesterday, according to one Gersa, according to the Gersa that we have, Machlokas Rishonim, whether you have this line, discusses Rabbi Elazar Reb Sadok, who testified that he only gave Eidus regarding somebody's Yichus once, and there was a mistake made based on his Eidus, right? He's testified about somebody who he thought was a Kohen, but he really was an Eved, and they were Ma'ale, and assumed that he was a Kohen. So the Gemara says, how could that be? Don't we have a principle that Hashem always, behind the scenes, protects the tzaddikim, even the behemton of the tzaddikim? So the Gemara says, yeah, you're right, he tried to. They tried to be ma'ale the eved l'kahuna based on his testimony, but they actually didn't. Rashi and Tosfos and the Bach all discuss whether this girsa is appropriate or not, and it's all based on that Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYashar, where he says in Siman Tuf Mem Aleph that the principle of behemton shel tzaddikim and Hashem's protection behind the scenes applies in the cases of Isurei Ma'achalos, right? We have food that is usur, and that Hashem will protect that the tzaddikim do not eat something that is not kosher, right? We find many of the stories about how the great tzaddikim and the chassidim wouldn't eat something because they felt a ruach ra that was shorer on the food. But that is the Rabbeinu Tam. So what's the svara for that? What's the basis for that? Why is that avera different than all other averas? So we explain that machalos asuros, many chazals, the Mesilas Yesharim and others discuss that machalos asuros specifically is metamte mesalev. It goes into a person, and even if somebody does it by accident, if somebody doesn't realize, it still can have an effect in terms of timtum halev. There's even a discussion in the Achronim. The Chasam Sofer and Rav Moshe discuss whether somebody who is a halakhic shote would be allowed to be put into a certain type of institution where they don't have kosher food, but they would have better services for this child. So do we say the timtum halev elements overrides, or we say no? In terms of a shote, he's not chayvim mitzvahs anyway, so that's a discussion of the Chasam Sofer and the Igros Moshe. But again, the whole issue is the timtum halev that happens when we imbibe and ingest food that is ma'achalos asura. So we mentioned at the end, this relates to the nesivus, who is mechalik between, well, how usur is it? Is it ma'achalos asuros de'oraisa or ma'achalos asuros de'rabanan? Right, and that's really not based, the Nesivus explains it, but it's based on the Rambam. The Rambam is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, it's him in Reish Lamed Dalet. And that is, two people have a transaction. Reuven sells Shimon some meat, and it ends up that the meat is not kosher. Or it ends up the fruit was tevel, whatever it is. So, and he ate it, or he didn't eat it. Could he get his money back? Shimon bought it, but now he says it was a mekartos. So what did that? I ate it, but it was treif. I want my money back. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, is machalik between whether the item is usur, if it's still here, he didn't eat it, yes, I give it back. But if it was eaten already, so the Shulchan Aruch says it depends. Whether it was usur d'oraisa, so then he does get his money back. If it was d'rabanan, he does not get his money back. That is the Shulchan Aruch. In Reish Lamed Aleph Sevesiv Gimel, Aval Amochel Lechaveru, Dover She Isser Achilaso Midivrei Sofrim. If it was only Aser Durabanan, Im Hayu Aperos Kayamim, Machzir Aperos Benotol Damav. If it was the Aperos is still there, then fine, give it back. Vim Achlam Achal the Ena Mocher Machzir Loklum. And the Mocher does not have to return anything. Why? He did it by accident, let's say, right? But still, he doesn't have to give anything back. Why? Says the Nesivus, Ulechore ain't a move on. Kivan da mekach batel. If it was usur, so what was usur rabbanan? The whole mekach was batel. Havi kemazik. Oka ochel shalob mekach. Valami yitzarek l'shalem yosim yishavio. Vi efshar. Da af de bi isure Torah. Afilo ochel mishogig. Tzarek kapar vetshuva lohagin al ha yisurim. Even though, says the Nesivus, by isure da oraisa, even if it was eaten b'shogeg, you require a kapara, you require tshuva to be megid from Yisurin. You did something wrong. I did something wrong. If I do an avera d'oraisa b'shogeg, like if I am machal Shabbos b'shogeg, many averas, if I do b'shogeg, machayv a carbon chatas, all the chayv krisus. Mikol makom b'yisur d'rabanan, ein tzarech shum kapara. And this is Rabbanan b'shogeg, says the Nesivus does not require any kapara. Uki'ilu lo avar dami. It's like you weren't over. Like you're not bothered. What's my raya? The Gemara at Erevin, Andaf, Samach Zayin, where the Gemara there says, by Durabanans you're allowed to act and then ask. By Doraisas, you got to ask and then act. How could you be so take the risk? This is not a general rule, but if you have sveikas of a derabanan, you're allowed to take some liberties. The question is, why is that? The answer is because once it's shogeg and it's derabanan, so then you don't really need a kapara. Elavadi, you don't nanish klal shogeg b'se derabanan. Farihu laha ochel ki ilu achal ksheira. For the one who bought it, it's as if he ate something kosher. Then he has to pay for it, he doesn't get his money back. And that is the Nesivus. So again, why is that? Because the way that the Nesivus is formulated by others, and that is by Yisurei Daraisa, those are Yisurei Chefsa. And therefore, these atoms, these molecules, are poison for my neshama. It's Metamte Mesalev. As we said, based on that Rabbeinu Tam. And therefore, it was a problem. It was Asur to bring up Karban out to do Shuvah v'chulu. But if it's Durabanan, there's nothing about these molecules. The Durabanan do not have the power to create new entities, halachic entities. They have the power to regulate my behavior. They can tell me what to do, what not to do. Normative behavior. And therefore, it's Isure Gavra. Again, this is what the Nesivus says. Not all Rishonim even agree to this. There are some that say that even Daraisis could be Isure Gavra. But if you say this Chilix, then we understand the Isser of Ma'achalos, Ma'achalos Asuros, Daraisa, and Ma'achalos Asuros, Dirabanas. That's the Nesivus to finish up yesterday's discussion in Reish Lamed Daled. The Meshech Chachma discusses that Nesivus in Parsha Shoftim, and he suggests that the listening to the Rabbanan is similar. It gives the mashal of listening to a king. Listening to a king is Halacha Mor B'Malchus. Right, the king wants to do something and I rebel against him, I don't let him, say a person's chayiv misa. So, does Hashem really care what the melech said, the content of his words? No. The point is to listen to the king. So do with the Rabbanan. Is Hashem really focused on every word that the Rabbanan said? Some, yeah, but some, no. Some things could change every 100 years, every 200 years. So, but still, that's the difference between the Daraisas and the Rabbanans, and he quotes that Nesivus at the end of his piece. Okay. Let's continue now. We are Tana Rabbanan, about 8 lines up from the bottom on Sadi Tes Amebeis, as we get to Daf Kuf. Tana Rabbanan Asara in Chokim Lehem Truma Bebeis Agranos. Right, we just had at the end of the discussion yesterday, where the member, the Mishnah is talking about Sveikos and Taaruvos. You have boys, one of them's a Kohen and one of them's an Evid of a Kohen, or you're not sure which one he is. So we just discussed whether you would be able to give those individuals truma at the Beis HaGranos, where the truma was given out, or they both have to be there, so you don't come to be male me truma liyuchsin. So there are 10 individuals, says the Tosefta, that we don't give truma to in the Beis HaGranos. And the Gemara is going to go through the reasons. Ve'eluhim, but who are the individuals? Cheresh otevakatan. Cheresh is assumed to be a deaf mute, a shote, someone who is not mentally fully halachically responsible for his actions. Vikatan, tumtum viandrogonis, as we've had much discussions in this mesechta, probably more than any other mesechta, tumtum and androgynous. Vaha eved, remember we had androgynous earlier. Birya bifne atzma, what does that mean? Machlokas, Tosfos, and the Ramban, whether it's really a unique birya or whether it's has elements of both zachar and a keva. Vaha eved, veha isha, veha arel. So in Isha, why can't a woman go get Truma? In Isha's Kohen. We'll have to see why. Viha Arel, and someone who is not circumcised, what's an Arel? Remember, the Machlokas, Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. We discussed this back on Daf Ayin, beginning of Perika Arel. Rashi again here says, as he says all over, Kohen Shemesu Echa Machmas Mila. A Kohen whose brothers have died because of Mila, and therefore he's not allowed to get Bris Mila. Halachically, Rabbeinu Tam there says, no, that is not called an Arel. Because if Halacha says you can't get a Bris Mila, then you're not an Arel. The Shem Arel only flows from an unfulfilled Chiyuv of Mila. If you don't have a Chiyuv because the Halacha took it away from you, then you're not an Arel. So Rabbeinu Tam says, Arel means somebody who's scared to get Bris Mila. V'hatamei, v'no, why? Because all those people can't eat Truma. So what am I going to give it to them for? What, for their family? But not here. I'll send it to their homes. V'nosei Isha She'eno Hogen Eslo. If a man is married to an Isser Kahuna, let's say a Kohen is married to a Grusha, we're not going to give him Truma either. All those are in the list. V'kulan Mishagrim Lehem L'Bateyem. We can, though, send it all UPS to their house. Right, we can't give it to them, but we can send it to their house. Chutz Mitame V'nosei Isha She'eno Hogen Eslo. Except for those two. Those two we don't even send to the house. Okay, we're going to get to all of the reasons that we do this in Beis Hashem in a minute. But first, let's focus on a Ksos. According to the Ksos, well, the Ksos quoting the Pri Chadash, We start off today with the Nesivos and Exos. This Gemara, this Tosefta, is very crucial. The Pri Chadash holds that one is allowed to give Pidyon HaBen to a Kohen Katan. That's what he holds. That's the Pri Chadash in Tshuva Dalet. Mutter Litein LeKohen Katan Pidyon HaChamish Loim DeBen. Why? Mehai Taima DeDas Acheres Makneh. Islay lekatan zochiyem min haTorah. As we mentioned from Tosfos in Gittin and Tosfos in Sanhedrin, that even though a katan cannot be zochah midaraisa, if somebody is pushing it into their rishus, what's called das acheres makneh, that they could be koneh daraisa. Right? We even asked a couple of days ago, what about marriage? Why don't we say a katan can get married? The woman is das acheres makneh. We said maybe not because of that ran in nedarim. But the Pri Chadash says you can give pidyon haben to a katan. Why das acheres makneh? You're being makneh to him, and it's all good. Right? What's my raya from Shas? Says the Pri Chadash, the Tosefta on Sadei Tesma Beis and Yavamis. That's my raya. Why? What's my raya? What does it say there? You can't give truma to a katan bebeis agranos, but you can send it to his home. Right? The only two you can't send to their homes, Tamei and Misha, that's somebody who's married to Isha Shein Hogenislo. So a katan you can send. Mashma, no problem giving truma to a katan. Right, it's one of the manas kahuna. So, says the Pri Chadash, what's the difference? You could give truma to a kohen katan. You could give pidyon haben to a kohen katan. Umashvet to kohen katan, zochem matan asayin sham. That's the Pri Chadash. Says the Ksos, I'm sorry, but I beg to differ. Is pidyon haben really called das acheres makneh? This is the lumdus of pidyon haben. Says the Ksos, reish mem gimel. Lani is right. You're not going to have any Ksoses in on Hilchos pidyon haben because that's in Yeridaya, and the Ksos is on Choshe Mishpat. So, but in Hilchos Matana, reish mem gimel. Lani is daiti lo shayech b'matanos das acheres makneh. Why? To keep a dekay malon tovas hanoa eno mamon. Since we hold that the fact that you could choose which Kohen to give it to does not have any halachic financial value. Imkain ein lebayla b'matanos klum. So just because you could choose doesn't give you power. That's not halachically called. You're being makne it because you have to give it to the Kohen anyway. You have to give it to somebody, to a Kohen. So you're choosing which one. That doesn't give you specific power. Ve'no zocha kohen b'matanos el la'atzmo v'havili kamo mitzia. It's like hefker, it's like it's found by the Kohen. De'eno das acheres makneh. Number one, formulation of the Ksos. But later on, the Ksos has an even stronger formulation. He says that maybe, why isn't it called das acheres makneh? Not just because, the fact that I could choose means I don't have any stake, but I'm not even giving anything. It already belongs to the Kohen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu labeled it as belonging to the Kohen. There's a mitzvah opinion on Ben, and you have to give Shchamesh Sloim. Elchei Nirlani is Daiti, says the Ksos. A very crucial formulation regarding Pidyon HaBen. Tahach Milsa Decharet Shot V'Katan, Yishlam Zechiyah B'Matanus Kehuna. And why do we say, what about the Raya, that you can give a Katan Shruma? Why is that allowed? Because, Mishum Demamon Kohanim, V'Kfar Zichza B'Hem HaTorah L'Kohanim. V'yimkein afilu kohen katanami, k'mo b'yerusha, t'islahu, v'chi kazachu, midditu kazachu, v'chein b'chamei shlam deben, k'ivan d'chovu l'kohanim, v'yimkein katanami islay zechia. You know why kota can be zochit? Not because of das acheres makneh, but because memela, they're part of the kohanic family. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to them. Right, it's Mishucha Gavoa Kazachu, the Duka Zachu, and therefore that's not called Das Acheres Makneh. So that's why our Gemara, you can send it to the Katan by Truma. But over here, Pidyon HaBen, it's not the same idea as Truma as the others. There you need a Nesina, but it's not enough of a Nesina to be labeled because you don't have any Tovas HaNoah, it's not considered Mamon, financial stake in the item, and therefore he argues on the Pri Chadash. But important formulations regarding Pidyon HaBen and regarding general Matnas Kahuna. Okay, so we continue. So we have the 10 people on the list, and now we talk about each of them. So Bishlama, towards the second to last line. Bishlama, Cherishot of a Katan. We don't give it to a Cherishot of a Katan. Why? Lav B'nei Deya Ninu. You can send it to their home, but you can't give it to them because they're Lav B'nei Deya. What does that mean? They're Lav B'nei Deya, and therefore they don't have proper halachic das. Rashi says it's a zilzul for truma. Zilzul for truma. Lachlok led kol b'korin le'ain kol. To give truma to someone who halachically, doesn't have das, it's a bizayon. It's such a special item The focus of this line, says Rashi, is the Cheftza of Shuma. If you look in the Rashba quotes Rabbi Yochanan, no, no. It's what we would have said, and that is, we're not going to treat it with kavod. It's lav b'nei das, and therefore they themselves are not going to, are not trustworthy with it. A little different formulation. The Rashba likes Rashi. But that is the, is the focus on the truma? Is the focus on the gavra? So that's why cheresh of the katan you don't give in public, and though you can send it to their homes though. Tumtum v'androgynous. What about these? Nami birya b'fnei atzma, and also they are birya b'fnei atzma, and therefore Rashi again says v'avi zilusa the kachim. Right, it's not to give it to somebody who's not going to take care of it. Who you know is not considered a gavra, a rabba, an ish chashuv. So again, that would be inappropriate. They could eat it. Could they eat it? Yes, they could eat it. They have to eat it betara. They have to eat it properly. If you look at Tosfos, Tosfos says on the bottom, Tosfos says, how can we send it to their homes? Right? If we can't give it to them because of the zilzal, why aren't we worried about zilzal in their homes? So again, according to Rashi, who says that the issue is a public problem, so he lucid the truma that sending it to their homes is not a problem. But if the problem is the zilzal of their taking care of the truma, that even in their homes, that's what Tosa says, if they have an apotropos, right? They have to have some type of guardian to help them eat it properly. Yesh lomer, says Tosa, yesh lom apotropos bivatehen b'komakom. And even if they have an apotropos, ein chokan lem, you don't give it to them a truma because hen yevo lachalik afilu ein lehem apotropos. Right? You have to have some type of guards. So that's why Tubatim and Androgynous, Katan, and the Cheresh Ashota are not given. Next. Eved Nami, Dilma Asi, Lasuki Mitchumal Yuchsin. An Eved Kanani also, even though an Eved Kanani of a Jew is really allowed, Kinyan Kaspo Amarachmana, right? This is Kinyan Kaspo of a Jew. No, but we might be Masik Mitchumal Yuchsin, and therefore we don't give it. Aye. What if it's a place where we're not Mala Mitchumal Yuchsin? So we learned yesterday. It's also a problem. Why? Because one of the Amaram saw it in one place and went to the other place. You always have to know the reality. So it could be that this is saying, even in a city where people know that if you give him truma, that does not mean that he is a Kohen, still we wouldn't be able to do it in public because we're worried that somebody from the next town is going to be here and then bring that information back to his own home, and that would cause problems. Arel Vitameh. But Arel Natame, who are not allowed to eat, even if they're saying they're bringing it home to their families, still not allowed, Mishum de Meisi, because they are halachically ma'us, right? They are, not people who we would like to be involved with Truma. No se Isha Sheina Hogeneslo, Mishum Kanasa, right? We fine him, Isha Sheina Hogeneslo, right? He's a balavera in public, and therefore we're not going to allow him. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, whether you could give a someone who is in an illicit marriage certain kibbutim and shul. Right? What about if somebody is intermarried? Could you give them an aliyah? Somebody's intermarried. Rav Moshe says, maybe try to give them psicha. Right? But again, it's a big shaila. If somebody is known as a bala veira bifar hesya, bimezid, and they know about it, and they still do it. If somebody is a tinok shen nishba, okay, that's a lesser of a shaila. It's still a shaila, but it's lesser of a shaila. But if somebody is knowing that they're living in sin, and it's a kohen and a grusha, whatever it is, so then the Gemara says, we're kones, not giving them shruma. Not even sending it to their home. Ela Isha, my time alo. But what about an Isha? What's wrong with giving Nisha's Kohen Truma? Right? She's going, let's say the husband's not there. She wants to go pick up the Truma for supper. Two reasons. We had this earlier once before. Pligi Baref Papa Rafun Abraidir of Yeshua. 2 days. Chadamar Mishum Grusha. One is Mishum Grusha. Why? Because if we give her now, then maybe we would give her even after she would get divorced from the Kohen. And she would no longer be an Asia's Kohen, and we'd be so used to giving her, and she would be used to coming, so therefore, we don't want to run that risk. Right? Rashi on top. Shema Yigarshena Baila Vihizara Velo Yadi Inshi. People won't know Upalgila. She'll know. But the issue is that other people won't know. Number one, Mishum Grusha. Vechad Amar Mishum Yichud. The other issue is Yichud, because she might be in seclusion, and I might have Yichud with the man who is giving out the Truma, the two reasons. My benayu was the nafkamina, ige benayu, beidari de makari vlamasa. If there is a place, a beis akronos, that's very close to the city. So we assume that people would hear if she got divorced. So there wouldn't be any reason of grusha. V'lo shchichi behu inshi. But there aren't anybody around. There's not anybody around, and therefore there would be a reason, problem of yichud, right? Lo shchicha ba'inshi. Inam, you're the opposite to Barachek. It's far from the city, so we were worried that maybe the townspeople would not hear that she is divorced. V'shchichei ba'inshi. But there are plenty of people that walk around there, so there's no issues of yichud. So, two nafkaminas. I think we mentioned when this came up earlier, on Daf Pevav, that the Rambam quotes both reasons. Even though the Gemara quotes it as a machlokas with nafkaminas. Just in case we didn't know it was a machlokas, we have halachic differences. The Rambam quotes both reasons. The Rambam says, in Yud Beis, Chaf Beis, and Hilchas Trumas, he quotes Ar Tosefta, Asara Ein Cholken Lam Truma Beis Agranas, Af Al Pi Shein Ochlenosa, O Ma'achilenosa. Right, 10 people, that they eat it, then we give it to them. Right, we still, and he quotes, Eloin Cheresh Ota V'Katan, She'ein Bo Da'as Lefrosh Cheko, Mipnei She'ein Be'elu Da'as, right, they don't have Da'as. Tum Devan Shroganis, Mipnei She'ein Birya Bifnei Atzma. And therefore what? That's what the Gemara says, right? Rashi says, Me'isi. Again, that's the Rambam's psak of Abu Chapis. V'ya Eved, Shemayiro so ha'ovrim basadeh, V'ya Ido alav shu kohen, Arel v'tame, v'bnei she me'usin. Isha, Shema tisgarish, u'mipnei ha'yichud. Quotes both reasons. Maybe he'll be mitgarish, he'll be megarisher, and because of yichud. Right, so the Radvaz points out here. I don't know. I thought it looked like two reasons. So why here is the Rambam giving both reasons? So if you look in the Aruch Laner here says our Gemara is not only not a kasha on the Rambam. This is classic Aruch Laner. I think he's done this a few times in this Masechta. Right, we have to appreciate the Aruch Laner because we're not going to have him for another couple of Masechtas after Yavamis. So the Aruch Laner says not only is our Gemara not a kasha on the Rambam, it's the raya for the Rambam. It's the Raya, because the Gemara in a couple of lines is going to have a chance to give a certain nafgamina based on the reasons, and it's not going to give the nafgamina, which we'll read that soon. So it must be the Rambam understands that lack of presentation due to the fact that we hold by both reasons. It says, Od nir elit, after Amoroi pligi, even though the Amoroim argue, mikamako mistam Gemara, lechore muchach desfir le shnei ta'amim. The Gemara holds both reasons, because we'll see in a second what that is. But even though the Gemara gives two reasons, even though the Amoraim hold of two different reasons, the Gemara, the steam of the Gemara, is going to prove to us. What is that? Let's continue. We'll see. Says the Gemara v'kulan. First, we'll finish up the Braisa. V'kulan. Mishagrin lahem lebateya, but you could all send it to their homes. Chutz mitami v'nosi ishashin hogenes lo, except for these two. Aval arel mishagrinan le, but an arel we could send to their home. So an arel is better than a tame. Both of them cannot eat it. Both of them are able to undo their situation, right? If they get bris milah or if they become tar. So what's the difference? Ask the Gemara. My time, why do we send to arel mishum danis? Because he's ba'ones. Again, machlokes, what does ones here mean? But he's a ones, but he can have it for his family. So, tame nami are ones. So, tame also. So, what's the difference? Hai nafish onse, v'hai lo nafish onse. Nafish. Does nafish mean quantity or quality, qualitatively more? Not 100% clear. The Gemara says, an arel nafish onse. His ones is widespread. What is nafish? Rashi shemesu echav. Maybe Rashi is saying, well, there's not much he can do about it. And therefore, nafish onse. So, if it's nafish onse, so then there's nothing he could do. We don't fault him, so we allow him to get the truma. And there's no future. There's never an end to his problem. Vahai, but by the tame, lo nafish onse. By tame, it's not nafish onse. Meaning, wait a week. He'll become tar. And therefore, we're not going to give it to him in this regard. Right? It might also be to encourage him to become tahar. Right, there is no isser per se to remain tamei, right, to become tamei in certain cases, unless I want to do something related to kachim or truma. Good. Taner Rabbanan, ho eved va'ishein cholken lehem truma beveis agranos. Another brisa, an eved and an isha, we don't give, as we said, but then this brisa adds on a line. Ubimakom shecholken, nostin leisha tchila upotros amiyad, and where you do give it out, if the choice is the woman or the eved, you give it to the isha first. You give it to the Isha first. So, Mike Omar, what's this Brisa talking about? The first Brisa says you don't give it to the Isha in the Beis HaGranos. And then says, in a case where you do, then you give it to the Isha first. So how do you understand those two lines? They're so sir each other. So hachi ka'amar, this is what it means. We'll read our girsa, though the Bach changes it. Hachi ka'amar, bimakom shechokin maiser ani. The second line has nothing to do with truma. The first line is about truma. The second line is about maiser ani. Right? Not manas kahuna, but matanos aniyim. Totally different halachic mechanism. Bimakom shechokin maiser ani, where you give maiser ani in year, in the years that it takes the place of Maiser Sheni, Notan Lisha Tchila, you give it to the woman first, by time and Mishim Zilusa, so a woman doesn't have to stand there, you know, it's more a tsanua for a woman to get it and leave than to have her standing out there for a longer time. Fine. Ask the Aruch Lener. Now getting back to what we just said 2 minutes ago. Why did the Gemara say, wait a minute, in a place where you're going to give it to the Isha, why don't you say, where the according to each Shita? Let's say it's in a place where there's no Yichud problem. In a place where there's no Grusha worry. Why does the Gemara give that Nafkamina? It's fine. So the stomach of the Gemara sounds like, no, it's a problem, period. Even though there are reasons, it's a problem, period. And that's what the Aruch Lener. Now getting back to that paragraph. According to that opinion, just say it's talking about a case where it's just close to the city, and according to the one that says Yichud, it's talking about a case where Shchicha Ba'inshi. Right? So therefore it must be that we hold to both reasons. You still have a little problem, because the Gemara could still say a case according, even if you hold to both reasons, you could come up with a case where it's not a problem for either reason. And then have that as the Braith. The Gemara also didn't mention that case. So it's not a foolproof raya, but that's the Arech Laner. The halacha, what does it mean, b'makom shechokin maiser ani, in the place of? So Rashi says, maiser ani is always given out in the house. Rashi right on the side. Maiser ani, ein mischalik begorin, ela betoch habayis. Rashi quotes two sources for that. Kidichsev, lager, v'layasom, v'la almana, v'gomer. Maiser ani, it goes to equal, everybody equally, right? So in the house, you can give it out to everybody equally. The ode, mishum to the lichsifu aniyim. So they're not embarrassed. They're not getting it in public. Everybody sees the aniyim lining up in the field, right? It's not nice. So inside your house, nobody's going to see them. So Rashi quotes, always, maiser ani, right? We think the other matnas aniyim are left, right? Peah, and leket, and shichacha, all of those are left. And the ani goes and takes that themselves. That's the definition of those items. Maiser ani is not left. Maiser ani, says Rashi, is always given out in the house for one of two reasons. Tosfos talks about not all, but some. Top Tosfos. Amar Rabbeinu Tam, top line. The trei gavni maiser ani. Well, it depends, says Tosfos. What season of the year it is? Which season of the year? Is it at Pesach time? Is it the springtime? Is it the rainy season? Look at the last couple of lines of Tosfos. Hakeitzad, ada Pesach shus mangeshamim, up to Pesach, which is the rainy season. If you leave it outside, it's going to get ruined. So then you can do it in your house. Mechalik betoch beso, zeo meiser ani amischalik betoch habayit. That's what the Gemara is referring to. Dechsev bei nesina. There you require, there's an act of giving that you do. After Pesach. No, you leave it. Right? Some you have to give and some you have to leave. Right? Tazov and Nesina. As the Tosfos says, two different times, maybe even three, different times that Maiser Ani is given. So Rashi says always, and Tosfos says maybe it depends on the season. Okay, getting back to the last couple of lines, before the two dots, the Gemara says, will you give out Maiser Ani? So you make sure you give the woman first. Amar Rava, Meiresha, okay, also Gavra Ve'itza Ladina, Kamai. Rava used to say, when two people, a man and a woman, used to come to me to adjudicate their case, two separate cases, right? A man and a woman come at the same time, right? If one came first, I did that one first. But if they came at the exact same time, I open the door and they're both standing there. Hava Sharina, Tigra de Gavra Bresha. I used to do the man's case first. Why? Amina de Mechayiva Mitzvahs. The man has a chiyuv of Talmud Torah. I mean, it's a chiyuv to get back to learn every second. So I used to get him back to the Beis Medrash first. Kiva de Shamana Wahu. But since once I heard, you know, this statement of the Bresha, Sharina Tigra de Itza Bresha. I judge the case of the woman first. My time I'm Shemzilusa. Right, it's not situation of tzidiyus called kvud debas melach pnima, and therefore a woman in this case shouldn't be online at the bezdin more than a man, and therefore a woman, I did her case, I did her case first, right? This relates to the chiyuv b'mitzvahs that we discussed this also a couple of weeks ago in terms of what the bracha of shalom asani isha. We mentioned most mepharshim explain that means in terms of the chiyuv of mitzvahs. It's clear. Reb Moshe Feisi writes explicitly in terms of kedushas yisrael. There's no difference between a man and a woman. Same kedushas yisrael. An eved kena'ani does not have full kedushas yisrael, right? Sometimes people like eved kena'ani and a woman are chayiv in the same number of mitzvos. So, but right, they're not chayiv in the zman grammas, but for very different reasons. An eved kena'ani, even though there are comparisons to the Gemara, an eved kena'ani does not have full kedushas yisrael, and that's why he is not chayiv in those mitzvos. And it could be that if they do zman grammas, then they cannot make a bracha. Could be according to some Rishonim. A woman, according to many shitos, Baalei HaTosfos say they can make brachas on zman grammas because they have full kedushas yisrael. Asher kedushanim b'mitzvosav tzivanu. They have a patur from certain mitzvos. The Abu Dram says, right, if you have all Jews, men and women, equally obligated in all the mitzvahs, so then what's going to give sometimes in terms of family issues, right? In terms of taking care of the kids, in terms of things that you know, one person has to go, one person doesn't have to go, so just for the system, it has to work. But in terms of Kedusha, equal Kedusha, Moshe writes that Befeirish in Chelek Dalas of Memtes in Arachayim. Shelo Asani Isha means that the man accepts the fact that he's happy that he has more mitzvah. Shelo Asani Oved, Shelo Asani Isha, it's two different levels. Because even if I, like a woman, ask Kedusha, she's full Kedusha Yisrael, but I have more mitzvahs. Aye, what about a woman? Shasani Kirtzono. So again, the pshat is that a woman, naturally women are more spiritual than men. And they need less mitzvahs. Why did Hashem choose the woman and not the man to give the little p'tur? A, they're Eim Abadim Smecha. They are more connected and the basis and they form the solid foundation of the family. Just the way it is. A woman is more connected to the family than the mother, than the father, the motherly instinct, the rachamim of a mother, even the rechem. The rechem is from the word rachamim. And they don't need as many mitzvahs, so to speak, because naturally women connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than men who need more mitzvahs to stay connected. Okay. A lot more there. Oh, where was it? I saw saw a story yesterday in the Rabbi Sender from Chicago. He has all the commentators for him. Commentator Seder, commentators Rosh Chodesh. He has one of the commentators Sitter. So here comes a story from Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman on this Shasani Kirtzona. The story's here. But he quotes that Shlomo Zalman came to him from a community asking him about the kashrus of the Eruv in the town. So Shlomo Zalman says, oh, so what have they done up till now? What have they done up till now? So the questioner said, well, the psak was that the Erev should not be used by the men and only by the women. That was the psak. Shlomo Zalman turned told his American visitor, we find in the morning that instead of the bracha that men make, shelo asani isha, women say shasani kirtzono. But a woman still says, as does a man, shelo asani gai. They both say that. This means that whatever is halakhically binding on men is equally binding on women. In terms of los ases. Therefore, if something is not kosher for men, it certainly is not kosher for women either. And Shlomo Zalman did not understand the mitzius, the reality. We both say shlomo asani gai, meaning halacha is no different. Right? It's terrible chinuch to have some people in the family using an erev and some people not using an erev. If it's no good, it's no good. And if it's good, it's good. Right? We shouldn't have put that on another family member. Oh, you can be my Shabbos guy. It's terrible, terrible for a marriage and terrible for chinuch. Anyway. Okay, Viter. Says the Gemara, right, a person wants to have a personal chumrah in private, that's one thing. But don't put my personal chumrah and make somebody else do it for me, right? That's not, within a family, right? That's not appropriate. Hikdilo taroes v'chulu, continues now the Gemara. Get back, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah had cases where you have the, case of the Kohenes, her Vlad gets mixed up with her Shifcha's Vlad. So you're not sure who this boy is. Is he a Kohen? Is he an Eved Kohen? And he can't marry anybody, says the Mishnah. So if he marries, if they grow up and they're Meshachrer, each other, so then they can only marry a woman who is Ra'uya to marry a Kohen, because maybe he was a Kohen originally. So what do you mean? If you want to be Meshachrer him, the Mishnah does not say that you're forced. Shichrero I ba'i in ilo ba'i lo. You don't have to. V'yamai. Right? We know this from the Mishnah in Gittin, that you can't leave somebody in a situation where they can't get married. Lisa Shifcha Eino Yachol. Baschorin Eino Yachol. If you have somebody who's a Chatzi Shifcha Chatzi Baschorin, you can't leave them in that state. Right? So, Amar Rava Eima Kofido. So, you're right. So, we force them in this case. U'mashachrin Zedzeh. We force them in this case. Period. Notzal Lehm Chumri V'chulu. The last line of the Mishnah says, we give them the Chumris of both Chumri Kohanim and Chumri Yisraelim. So, what is that last line adding? We just said 10 examples of the chumras. Lamai hilchasa, amar papa leminchasam. They're carbon mincha. We know. By a carbon mincha, what's the usual carbon mincha? A mincha of Yisrael. We bring it to the kohen does kmitza. He does the, with his fingers and the, he rubs off with the pinky and the thumb, and he is makriv that kometz, and then the shirayim of the mincha is eaten by the kohanim. It's kachi kachim. Eaten by the male kohanim. What about a minchas kohen? Special halacha. Totally burned on the mizbeach. Totally burned. Not eaten at all. Issur d'oraisa for the kohen, for the carbon mincha of the kohen to be eaten. So we're machmir in both ways. Nikmetzes. So kmitza is done by a minchas kohen. Kmitza is not needed because you're just going to burn the whole thing. But by a Yisrael, you need the kmitza. Kmitza takes the place of shchita. Rather, a dalad avodos of shchita kabbalah halacha zrika, dalad avodos of a behema, and there's dalad avodos of a mincha. Right? You have the kmitza, and you have the kiddush bekli, then you have the hagasha to the mizbeach, and then you have the haktara on the which takes the place of the zrika. So nikmetzes kminchas Yisrael. We would do the kmitza just in case it's a minchas Yisrael to get his kapara. Veina necheles kminchas koanim. Okay, so what do you do? Hakomis korav ba'atzma v'ashirayim. You're makriv them separately. The kometz is hukdar and the shirayim are hukdar. Says the Gemara, but what do you mean? Aren't you nervous? Ikri kan, kol shemi menu le'ishim harihu babal taktiru. There's a rule that you're not allowed to burn the shirayim of the mincha that's supposed to be eaten. Kol shemi menu, whatever from it goes to the fire, meaning the shirayim. You took the kometz from it, harihu babal taktiru. So you're not allowed to burn that. So you can't just burn anything on the mizbeach. It's a separate issur here. So, Amar Yehuda Breder of Shimon ben Pazi, Demasik Lulu Shem Eitzim. You make a tznai, basically. And you say, if this is a mincha of the Kohen, so then fine, it should be the mincha of the Kohen that's being burnt. If it's the mincha of Yisrael, so this should just be viewed as fuel, like wood, on the mizbeach. Kid Rebbe Elazar, Tanya Rebbe Elazar Omer, L'reach Lichoach, I'atama ale, avalatama ale l'shum eitzim. So that is option number one. Says the Gemara Hani, Chal Rebbe Elazar, that works according to that Tana, right? Beth Hashem, Zvachim, ABCs of all of Kachim. Hani, Chal Rebbe Elazar, Ela L'Rabbanan, Ma'ikil Amei, but according to the Rabbanan, who say you don't have this option, they don't like that. What do you mean? Ma'al l'shem eitzim. It's not eitzim. It's a carbon mincha, possibly. So the other option is to avilah karbalaz of Reb Shimon, the Tanya Blazer Reb Shimon Omer, Hakometz Karav LaAtzmo Vashirayim. You're not makter on the mizbeach. Mispazrin al beis hadeshen. You want to burn them to get some type of kiyum, but not on the mizbeach, so you don't violate the principle of kol shemi menu leishim. So you burn them on the beis hadeshen. What's the beis hadeshen? Machlokes Rashi Tosfos somewhere off the mizbeach. Some say, Rashi says, what's the base Hadeshen? Rashi says, it's the place where you put the Trumas Hadeshen. Right, fourth to last line in Rashi. Hadeshen lamata, makom shenostin sham Trumas Hadeshen v'hanotza. Right, the place where you put the part of the bird, a carbon of the bird, and the place where you put the Trumas Hadeshen after you come off the Mizbeach. Tosfos says it's a little different shot. Maybe it's the place of a little different area to the east side of the ramp, but either way, someplace off the Mizbeach. V'yafilu, the Gemara finishes up, V'yafilu l'Rabbanan l'pligil eid Rebbe Elazar b'Reb Shimon, even the Rabbanan only argue on Elazar b'Reb Shimon, who says you're mispazer on the Beis HaDesh and el b'minchas chotei shal kohanim, d'bas akrovehi, by the minchas chotei of a kohen, which should be hukrav, that's when they say don't put it on the Beis HaDesh. Aval hacha, v'yafilu l'Rabbanan modu, here the Rabbanan would also admit to putting it there, so those are the options that you have in our case, that you give him the chumris of the mincha of a kohen and of a Yisrael. The Sefer HaChinuch in mitzvah Kuf Lamed Zayin discusses the Tam HaMitzvah. Why is it that a Yisrael's mincha is eaten and a kohen's mincha is burnt? Right? Why is it? Why don't you just say that they're both? Why can't a kohen eat it? Right? By other karbanos, a chatas of a kohen is no different than a chatas of a Yisrael. You burn the fats and you eat the carbon mincha. You eat the meat. Eat the meat. Right? So a chatas of a kohen is no different, and an asham of a kohen and a shlam of a kohen is no different. The mincha of a kohen is different. Why is it different? Says the chinuch in mitzvah kuf lamed zayin. That's the isser daraisa, a separate losase of a minchas kohen being eaten. Sholecha mi minchas kohen. Shneamar v'chol minchas kohen kalil tiyeh losay achel. Parshas tzav. Mishar shi mitzvah. Hayesod shamar nutchila. Ki kavanas akarban lo over leva makrivosel. Karbanas are to inspire us. V'im yochal akoy minchaso. if a Kohen eats his mincha, if a Kohen eats his, gets to eat part of his animal, he knows, he realizes that this is a karban. Shechita was done, the fats were taken, the animal was skinned, and you have to wait till it's huktar. If the Kohen is able to eat his karban mincha, so you took a little bit of the flour off. But basically, you know what he might think? He brought his lunch to the Beis HaMikdash. That's not so inspiring. You take a little bit of the flour off, and the rest you can eat yourself. How is that going to inspire him? Lo yisorer libo al hayafeh. She dome be'inov ka'ofeh pas litzarcho v'ochlo. Right? Instead of baking bread at home, he bakes the bread in the Beis HaMikdash. And then he eats it. V'yaf ki yochlu chaveirov shelo v'hu shelohen. So then you might say, okay, so why isn't the law, why isn't the din that you can't eat your karban mincha, but other kohanim can eat your karban mincha? Still, ya'al ha'kol l'cheshven echad. Still the same thing. It's like you want to switch lunches, so it's not going to be as inspiring as it should be. V'lachein siva shetei kalil lo te'achel l'shum adam. Okay, next Mishnah, next Tarovis. Me last Mishnah right here in this parak. Mishlosha asachar b'ayla shlosha chadashim. So a woman who should have waited after she was with her previous husband. What happened to the previous husband? We'll see in the Gemara. But somehow the previous marriage ended, and she does not wait for this season, she marries somebody else. And then she has a baby, the Yolda, right? So this is the classic case, you don't know who the father is. Vein Yadua im ben Tisha l'Rishon im ben Shiva l'Achron. You don't know the father is the first husband, a 9-monther, or the second husband, a 7-monther. So Hayulo banim in Arishon, ubanim in Asheni, and there are other sons that this woman has from the first husband, from the second husband. So, let's say the Suffolk son dies. So what's the halacha? The problem is they can't do Yibum. Why? Because maybe both of the brothers, maybe this is only my maternal brother, not my paternal brother. Chosev lo miyamin, just in case. V'chein hu, and also he, lahem. Let's say one of the vadais die, but he doesn't know if he's their paternal brother. Chosev lo miyamin, because in all these cases, if it's the maternal, that's a problem. Hayu lo achim in arishom v'achim in asheni, shelo me'osa ha'em. But what if the brothers that he has are not from a different mother? So then what? So now, you don't have any risk. Why? Because either this is the right brother, both full brother, or this is nobody. This is a stranger. So who choleis umiyabim? Peim echa choleis vecha miyabim. So then they can do chalitza and then yibum. Right? You can do yibum because it's not a problem. It's either bingo, either this is the right brother, or this is a total stranger who I'm not related to. Echad, haya echad Yisrael v'echad Kohen, and in this case where one of the husbands was a Yisrael and one of the husbands was a Kohen, so he's either a Kohen or a Yisrael, the child. No se isharu yilu Kohen, same chumris as the previous Mishnah. Vein matami lebeisibim nitvein asovik asar baim, he can't do it, but we're not going to give him malchus. In ochel betruma v'machalinu mishalim karen v'chomesh. Vein ocholik ala gorin, you can't give him truma. Umochere truma v'adamim shelo, but he could sell his truma. Because maybe he's a Kohen. He's not going to get Kachi Kachim. You don't give him Kachim. Rashi had the 2 days in the previous Mishnah. But you can't take from him. He's parted from giving these Matnas Kahuna from his chulin animals. And his Bechor. Right, you wait till it gets a mum, and then he can keep it. So that's all in a case where you're not sure who the father was. Was he a Kohen or was he a Yisrael? We haven't mentioned it in a couple of months, so just mention it again. The Taz, we'd like to quote this Taz in Yerodea, in Simen Shin Chaf Aleph Sif Zayin. The Taz discusses the concept of Bechor Behema Tahora, which our Gemara mentions, and he asks, why is it that we have three mitzvahs related to firstborns? We have Pidyon Aben, firstborn son, we have Pidyon Petach Hamor, firstborn donkey, and then we have Bechor Behema Tahora, which our case, which is a karban. Why is it that you only make a bracha by 2 out of 3? You make a bracha for Pidyon Petach Hamor, and you make a bracha by Pidyon Aben, but you don't make a bracha for Pidyon for Bechor Behema Tahora. Shin Chaf Aleph Siv Zayin. This is the precious question. Lama lama varchan gam kein ba'anisinas Bechor Behema Tahora l'kohen. Kamo b'pidyon Petach Hamor, b'pidyon Bechor Adam. So the Prisha gives a shot, the tirates, the ein mevarech, the Prisha is the Bala Sma, same author. V'tireitz de'ein mevarech ela kishenishar biyado mimasha hayakodesh v'nosei midi achrini tachtav. The Prisha says you only make a bracha on a pidyon when you're going to end up having something also. When you're poda meiser sheni, when you're poda bachar behemata, bachar pidyon aben, or the bachar chamor. So you're going to be left with something. Basha enkid benesinas bechor denoso kulo lekohen velo nishar biyado klum yakdusha. Right, if you're not going to have anything left in your hands, no bracha. Says the Taz, why is that? What's the svara for that? Who cares if you have something left? Since when does a bracha relate to what you have left? To become makom, lama leyevarech ala mitzvah, demali bekach, shelo nishar biyado, kiva to become makom, mekayim mitzvah Hashem baruchu. What difference does it make if you have something left or not? So the Taz says, v'nira li? No. Fundamental. You only make a bracha when you're doing something. De'en shayach bracha, ela b'mashe oseh ha'adam mishelo. By Pidgin Aben, you're doing something. You're switching. By Pachar Chamor, you're doing something. But here, it's automatic. When the animal is born, I didn't do anything. And therefore, since you're not doing anything, no bracha. Then you got to talk about Shabbos. If it's Shabbos, what are you doing by Shabbos? So again, that is that's the task. Okay, but last case of the Mishnah now. What if they're both Kohanim? Both fathers were Kohanim, you're just not sure which one. Hayushneim Kohanim. So who onin aleihem? Then he has to observe Aninus. He's not allowed to make himself Tameh. But he has to observe Aninus, because Aninus is just precautions. He can't eat Truma, he can't eat Maaser Sheni, and he's not allowed to eat Kachim. Who onin aleihem? Vehem oninim alav. And they're also oninim on him. Who einum atamim lo? Vehem einum atamim lo? But in terms of Tumah, you're not allowed to violate any Isurim. The Russian Moed Katan says, Avelus also must be observed. The Mishnah says Aninus, but it also means Avelus. And the Karen Ori here just wonders, how do you know that? How does the Rush know that? It only says Aninus. Aninus is Daraisa, L'choladeus. Avelus is Drabanan, according to many. So how do we know that they have to keep Avelus? Right, I would think just the opposite. The Mishnah left it out. Interesting machlokas. Viter, does Aninus also automatically mean Avelus? Who eno yoresh osa, and he does not yarshin them. Aval hein yarshin oso. He does not yarshin them, because they could each push him off. But they, the fathers, or the brothers could yarshin him, because somebody's got to yarshin him. Upater ala makasav akil also shalzeh shalzeh, and he's pater if he curses or hits one of these fathers, because it's hasra safik. Maybe they're not his father. Ola bimishmarto shalzeh shalzeh, they could go and do avoda if he's vavadei a kohen. So he could do avoda in either of the mishmaros. They know cholik, but he doesn't get a portion, because they could each say, you really belong to the other mishmar. And if he's both families, both kohanim, we're in the same mishmar, so then he can get a portion. Fine. Dafka michlat vada yevume, as we said in the previous mishnah also, the when he is allowed to do Yibum and Chalitza, Chalitza's first. Ava Yibum and Bereisha lo, Tichapaga v'yivam alashok. He has to make sure to do Chalitza first to cover himself. Omar Shmuel. Says Shmuel, Asara Kohanim Omdim, U'pirishachan Mehem U'baal. Havlat Shduki. You have 10 Kohanim, and one of them went and had a baby. You're not sure which one it was, so the Vlad is a Shduki. A Shduki is someone who you don't know who the father is. The mother says, shh, shh, quiet, don't ask me who the father is. Right, Shtuki. My Shtuki. So, Ilema. So, what's the halachic ramification of this baby? You know his father's a Kohen. You just don't know which Kohen. Ilema, Shemeshaskinos, Wominichse, Aviv. If you say, well, you're not going to let him yarshin his father, that's pretty obvious. Pshita. Miyadina, Nabu Amanu. Right, the other yarshin could say, you have nothing to do with us. Right, there are 9 other people. Ela, Shemeshaskinos, so, Midin, Kahuna. No, it's Midin, Kahuna. Meaning, Rashi, Mila Avod, Avoda. From doing the avoda, the avagav Rashi says dilin in yuchsin lisa isha kasher who pasul avoda special din that for avoda in the base of migdash you got to know your yichus. You can't just be unclear. My taima amar kra v'haisa lo ulazaro acharav beinan zaro miyuchas acharav v'leka. And he's zaram yuchas acharav, and that you don't have if you don't know who the father is. The poskim also discuss, what if there's a kohen who's born in vitro fertilization? We discussed then also, is that called possibly not zaram yuchas acharav? So if you have a kohen who's born from IVF, is he going to be able to do the avod in the base of mikdash according to this? Right, serious shayla. So that's the din of zaram yuchas acharav, special din for that shtuki. Maskev larav papa elameyata gabi avram. So 1 second, you're saying Zaro Acharav is a special din. So by Avram it also says, Dichziv, Lios Lachal Elokim, Ula Zaracha Acharecha, similar Lashon, your seed after you, Hasa Maika Mazalei Rachmana. So what's the Torah excluding there? Just like Zaro, just like the first pasuk, Vahisalola Zaro Achrov is excluding someone who's not Miyuchas, so is somebody being excluded by Avram Avinu? It's gotta be Zaracha Acharecha. And the question is also, according to some, you know, how could he have married a Hagar? The Achronim discuss. Either way, it says the Gemara Achi Ka'amar Lei Lo Tintziv Obedes Kochavim V'Shifcha De Lelezel Zaracha Basra. Right, don't marry an Obed Kochavim or a Shifcha. So right, because that's not going to be Zara Miyuchas Acharav. That child is going to be a guy. Right, the Arachayim Hakadosh. You can look in Bereishis, Parak Tezayin, discusses this Gemara in the context of Hagar. When was this mitzvah given, and when did Avram take Hagar, and was he Megayer her, and at what time? Period. Meisvei Rishon. We had earlier where there was a suffix who the father is. Rishon Roy Leos Kohen Gadol. Right, the first one you have a mix up is Roy to be the Kohen Gadol. Right, the case was Rashi reminds us where the person is Miyabim Aishas Achim Petoch Gimel. Right, also he does it too early. You're not sure who the father is. The dead brother or the alive brother. So he's Roy to be the Kohen Gadol. V'abiyin Zaram Yuchazachar of Aleka. How can he be the Kohen Gadol? So answer, Zara Miyuchas Acharav Dirabanan. Really, that's a din Dirabanan? Daraisa, he can do it. V'kras machta b'yalma. V'chi gazer Rabanan. When the Rabanan goes there, that we're not going to allow you to do the avod if you don't know who your father is? Biznus. In a case where, you know, you should have, we're kones you, where you shouldn't have, the problem of not knowing who the father is because of your fault, you did an avera. B'nisuin lo gazer Rabanan. If you didn't get married, you violated Havchana. Okay. But if you did it in the context of marriage, we're not goes there. Says the Gemara, really? Ubiznus migaza rabbanan by znus. Where goes there to say that he's not allowed to do the avoda? B'yotnan, what about our Mishnah? What about our Mishnah? So we'll have to start this now, but I'm continue. Hotnan. What's our Mishnah talking about a case? A case where, again, somebody, you're not sure who the father is. It was within three months. What's the case of our Mishnah? What happened to dissolve the first marriage? My achar baila. It says, shaloshasa achar baila. How did the first marriage end? So, we're going to have four different possibilities. Elema, possibility number one, achar misas baila. Her first husband died, and then the second husband married within 3 months. That can't be. Why? Because the Seifa talks about, Ema Seifa, who onin aleim, the haim onin in a love. They are aninus for him. So Bishlama, who onin aleim, mishkachas labini suin. Tesheni, v'likarat samas takama. There's a possibility where he could be an onin for them at the same time, the fathers, because let's say the second husband died on the same day that you're moving the bones of the first husband to Eretz Yisrael, let's say. So there's aninus that day. Aninus liyome. So you can have that possibility. Elahim Odin and Allah Mishkachasla. But how could you ever have that the two possible fathers are onanes for him, Kama Hamisle? The first one died. So it's never gonna come up. That can't be the case of the Mishnah. That it says he's onane for them. I'm saying they're onane for him, that can't come up. So it can't be that the first marriage ended in death. Ella Begrusha. So what? So the first marriage ended by Gerishin? Umay Achar Baila Achar Get Baila? That also doesn't work. Why? Because what does the Seifa say? If a married with Gerishin, so then the son is a Chalal from the second husband. Because it was a Kohen who married a Grusha, and he's a Chalal, and therefore he should be able to be Metami himself if the first husband died. Miman of Shach. So Ema Seifa. Who ain't Metami Lahem, Haim ain't Metami Lo? Bishlama, Hain ain't Metami Lo, they can't become Tami for him, Lachumra. To call Chad Vachad, Dilma Labreyu. Each one, maybe this is not my son, the fathers will say, and even though I'm a Kohen, but because I'm a Kohen, it's not my son, so I can't be Metami myself. Elvel, who ain't Metami Lahem am I? But why can't he be Metami for them? Bishlama, Lashani Lo, Litmile. Fine, for the second potential father, he can't become Tommy L. Why? Because maybe it's not his father. Maybe the first one was his father. And therefore he can't become to make himself Tommy. El Larishon, literally be Manavshach. But if the first one dies, so he should be able to become Tommy. Ibrehu, if he's the son of the first guy, Shaper Kamatami Leif. That's his father. The Ibar Basrahu, and if he's the son of the second one, so the second one is a Kohen who married a Grusha. So Shaper Kamatami Leif, the Chololu. So what's the case of the Mishnah? Elolav biznus. It must be the first marriage did not end in death or divorce, but was nus. O my achar baila achar boala. And within 3 months he was with. And what does the Mishnah say? V'ktani seifa. Ole b'mishmar shel zeh v'shel zeh. V'tziyuv to the Shmuel. It says you can do the avoda. You just can't get a portion. Kasha. So we're going to end with that Kasha. Right? Shmuel says, by a shtuki, Zara Miuchas Acharov is Durabanan, and we're gozer it in the case of Znus. But our Mishnah is a case of Znus, and we see we're not gozer. So the Gemara is going to come up, tomorrow, with two other possibilities, how to understand the Mishnah not about Znus. And we can still hold a Shmuel's din that by Znus they were gozer. So we'll have to start with tomorrow with Rav Shmaya, and Hashem, then we get into the 12th parak of Maseches Yevamos, which is all about the actual process of Chalitza. Okay, we'll stop here.